Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Blow one to James, too? Probably not.
Yes.
No, right. Yeah, you think I should? Okay.
I'll take one.
Yeah. All righty. Here we have the day, the hour, the moments in front of us to celebrate. It's Thursday, the 22nd of February. Believe that? Seems like 2 seconds ago we were talking about being the 1st of February. And I was teaching everyone how to say February.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate way. Yeah, we're thinking about February, even though we're thinking about spring, which is around the corner. Don't blow your life. Don't throw it away. Don't wish for something. Just live in the moment. It's good for you. And that's part of the Doug Steffen Instruction for Living Life book. One of the many books I've been told I should write. I haven't. But here, these are the things. I remember the other day I was talking about a fellow named Ed Foreman, whose mottos were, life is for laughing, loving, living, not whining, worrying, and working. So that's one. That's page one of my book. Page two, pay attention, be astonished, and then talk about it. Tell people about it. So I have a two-page book so far. There it is. It's in, and it'll be a coloring book, too. I'll supply some crayons.
Ooh, coloring books are all the rage.
Right. With adults, are they really?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, children. Really? What kind of coloring books are the rage?
There are adult coloring books. It's very like kind of meditative
adult,
in a way,
adult?
Calming. Not like
adult, adult,
triple X or anything like that. They probably are. I'm sure there's a market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay, no brain hacks there, though, please, boys and girls. Come on. This is for brainiacs. The program is for people who think. It's called the Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, working through a lot of things, including what's going on in the Middle East. The Israelis are certainly not winning the PR war. And I wonder whether they care. You've probably heard, by now, maybe you haven't, the forces fired on a UN convoy carrying a lot of vital supplies.
Uh-huh.
This was in Gaza, before blocking the trucks from progressing to the northern part of that territory where the Palestinians are dying of famine. At least those are some of the documents that have been shared by the UN, and some news media has picked it up. The information shows that the convoy's route was agreed upon by both parties
before the strike.
Yep. And then the incident was compiled by the UN, the relief agency there, which saw this was one of the trucks in the 10-truck convoy was sitting still. And then it was fired upon. Nobody was hurt, but think about what the message is.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah. The message is not good. That's really. And what was the need to do that? See, that's why the Israelis are not talking about this. They're not. There's no acknowledgement of it, and so. But is this just part of war? The numbers are, it seems, when you hear the 29,000 people have been killed in these attacks in that area of Gaza, it's not a great PR position to be in. And with so much information floating around, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it right, some of it wrong, you wonder what to believe. people supporting Israel said they have to protect themselves. Yeah, they do. But,
but who is the war between? Is the war between Israel and the Palestinians, or is it between Israel and Hamas, and Israel and terrorists? This isn't this really is not genuinely like the Russian-Ukrainian war, because Russia's trying to kill a lot of people. They are trying to overtake. They want Ukraine. Where the understanding from the beginning after that horrid Hamas attack in October, I believe it was October 7th, that was absolutely uncalled for. And it seemed like that was what this was about. And now there is a seriously awful humanitarian crisis happening in Gaza with Palestinians that don't seem like they were part of the war, but now they are the ones that are dying of famine. They were dying in blast. Now they're dying post-blast because of all of this other stuff.
It's hard to know what to believe. You can see, you can hear, you can think, and then make a decision. I was noticing that there are a lot of protests going on. People going, for example, to Secretary Blinken's house. There's an encampment in his neighborhood, and the neighbors are getting fed up, as you might imagine. All these people on the street, and they go up and down the street with red paint, and they throw blood everywhere, or they throw the paint everywhere to certainly exemplify the blood that's being spilled in the Middle East, and we're supporting the wrong people, according to the Palestinians are innocent. Yeah, they are mostly. Without the Palestinians' support, supposedly, Hamas wouldn't exist. That's not really accurate. Without the Iranian support that they have, they wouldn't exist. The Palestinians allow them to exist because they don't know any better. I think in part.
Well, it almost seems like a Putin thing, too, where once upon a time they were kind of voted in to power, and then it got way beyond what anybody could have imagined. And we've seen this with Russia, where there are so many Russians who, even in the military, did not want to go to war, did not want to do what they were doing in Ukraine. Half of them were on the road crying because they didn't even have enough gas in their vehicles, and then Ukrainians were giving them food and beverages and allowing them to use their cell phones to call back to their families to say, like, I'm okay. There are so many people against, and even in our country, we see it too. A president is voted into office, and then the majority of people are like, we regret this decision dearly.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, here's something else going on. Those of you who have student loan numbers, let's see, there are another couple of hundred thousand people. This hasn't gotten any coverage either, which I'm sort of, surprised. No, I'm not surprised at anything anymore, whether it's good or bad or up or down or sideways in terms of what's happening. What do we know about what's happening? The people who have, there are hundreds of thousands of people as of today that are eligible for a share of a debt relief plan that was announced by the Department of Education. The borrowers will be getting emails starting today, and it says, Joe Biden is going to take care of you. If there is a better way to buy votes, I don't know, with the public's money, what it is. So the Education Department says that those eligible for federal student loan forgiveness, those who are enrolled in the Save on a Valuable Education Plan, they've been repaying their loans for 10 years, $12,000 or more, so they're going to pay off $12,000, it looks like. And this is something that's going to go on for the next couple of weeks around the country. There are 4 or 5 million people enrolled in the debt plan, and I think so far about 4 million people have had their student loan payments canceled already again, and a plan that not many people know much about. It's tied to how much money you make, so they're looking at your tax returns. It's tied to how much money you have in payments for housing, for cars, for food, that sort of thing. How much do you make? There are 20 million people that potentially could be involved in this SAVE plan. But the thing that I object to a bunch of stuff, because there are a lot of other people that have debt that is wrapped around education or other things. If you're going to pay off student loan debts, why not pay off my car payment or pay off? That's what people are saying. So he thinks maybe the Democrats think that they're doing everybody a favor in the Democratic Party, because they are saying Democratic President Joe Biden forgives the, you know, he's like, it's like him who's sending you a note. Joe Biden says you don't have to pay anymore. Well, that's bogus. And with the note comes whoever your congressman is, he or she, they sign off on the note too. Well, because of us, you are getting relief. That's about $156 billion that it will cost us over the next, the taxpayer, over the next couple of years. So is this good?
I can see both sides, because on the one hand, people should not go into debt to get an education, which they in turn may not even be able to use their degree, depending on the job and the position, or they get a job where they will never be able to pay off their student debt, not because of the loan itself, but because of the interest rate. We're not, this is putting a Band-Aid on an issue. It's not fixing the deeper root of the problem. Nope. I've known people who have actually ended up changing career paths after realizing that the career they, for which they got the certificate, the degree, took out the student loan, that they would never in their lifetime be able to finish paying off that debt. And when you die, that debt doesn't go away. It's inherited by one of your loved ones.
Yep. There you go. All right, let's lose some weight and like it. You will lose weight and you will like it. Well, you will, actually, if you go to the Calitrin website, which is, you want to tell us? Let's see, Jay, how good your memory? Calitrin's website is
toploss.com.
Yay! She's got it. Did you know? This is from the Doug, Do You Know and Do You Care? Did You Know and Do You Care department. Calitrin has been scientifically proven to do more for you than just help you lose weight. It's really good for all of the aspects of your physical life. So, if you're in the mood to lose some weight the natural way and keep it off, then go to toploss.com. Check out using the just the code DOUGDUG. Get free shipping, and you get entree into a lot of things. There's a great President's Day sale going on for the rest of the month. So check it all out. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Don't spend a lot of money. It's all a win-win-win at toploss.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Looks like about 23 after the hour at this very moment on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and our focus here is on what's trending in social media regarding celebrities. And in the top 10 list at the moment is Sylvester Stallone. Not necessarily for what he has done, but what his daughter is saying about what life is like growing up with Rambo. That ought to be a pretty... this should be an interesting overview. Life with my dad. All right, so we'll find out what life is like with Sly in a moment here right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Who doesn't recognize this theme? Is there anybody in the world who doesn't know this theme from this movie?
I can't imagine the film. You know the theme.
You know that he wrote the film. He came up with the idea. I think he was 23 at the time. And he found somebody who would buy the idea. They were going to make the film, but they were going to use some well-known actor to play Rocky. And Stallone said, no, I'm going to play Rocky. And they said, no, you're not an experienced actor. He said, you like the script? We love the script. You want to make the movie? Yeah, we want to. He said, then you're going to have me play it or I'm not going to sell you the script. So they gave in, and that's how it got made.
Good for him for fighting for himself. I cannot imagine anything
exactly
in that part.
And he's taught his daughters to do the same sort of thing. He's taught them a lot of life defense skills, and that's what's coming out in some info about some of his daughters, including Sophia. Sophia and Sistine both live in New York. They've obviously been close all their lives. And one of the things that they're talking about is that he tried to arm his children with the ability to protect themselves. I mean, literally.
Uh-huh. Like when they were little.
Pepper spraying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He put a little knife in the backpack
in fourth grade. Imagine, we're talking about this and kind of laughing at Sylvester Stallone, Rambo, blah, blah, blah. But imagine any other parent today arming their fourth grader with a little knife in their backpack. There would be an uproar.
Yep, there sure would be. Well, that's what people go to school with guns in their backpack. Look at that. So, anyway, and he put them into a training program so they could learn how to fight with a Navy SEAL. He was the teacher. Let's picture this. Some guy comes to the house and wants to date one of the girls. And they knock on the door, and Sly answers the phone, answers the door, right? And gives him more than a once-over. I wouldn't think that 200 people.
And then he just shuts the door.
Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. It is, when you hear the story, it isn't surprising, because Sylvester Stallone has kind of lived the life that he played in some of these characters, whether it's Rambo or whether it's Rocky. And so learn more about the family that way. At any rate, I think there's a TV show about their life, and that's where this info comes from. Now, 28 after here, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just the family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee is expressing his belief the impeachment inquiry into President Biden has concluded.
The whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin pointing to the recent arrest of a former FBI informant for allegedly making up bribery accusations against the president, a key aspect of the impeachment investigation. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Biden's broader forgiveness plan last year. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Got rid of all those monsters from who knows where, but then they came back again. It's a great scene. Is that Pullman? I always confuse those two actors. Bill Pullman and the other one who died, whose name was Bill, began with a P. Paxton. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was Pullman Paxton. Pullman has not aged particularly well. He was in that series that's produced by Jodie Foster, the detective thing.
Forget what it's called. I thought
pretty dire.
Jessica Biel had a hand in it. She actually
wasn't Jodie Foster. Yeah, it was Jessica Biel. You're right.
Yeah, it was Jessica Biel, and I think she's one of the main producers on it. She kind of had a bigger hand in creating this series. Starred in the first one, and I believe it was only his character that returns for each season. Otherwise, it would be fully anthology.
It was called The Sinner.
That's it.
Good job. James Collins in the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Jay's in her studio in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm on the farm with another day, another dollar, maybe. If we're lucky, we're still confronting El Nino. Although, good news for California. Looks like they've had the last of the rain. But for the last month, two or three weeks, I'm glad it happens when I'm not there. But it's drying off there today, and should be a good weekend, so that'll be cool. I can chase around my two grandsons, and we can, the two-year-old is like all two-year-olds, right? Sees a puddle, let's go, jump in it. And that's the healthy thing about being a two-year-old, right? Jump into the puddles and look, turn around when his father or his mother says, don't do that. And he looks, turns around, smiles, and just jumps. There it is.
Dead-eyeing, like, watch me. Did you just dare me to do it again?
So as El Nino falls apart, spring is going to come early to where you are, Jay, where I am. And actually, the temperatures where James is down in Dallas are going to be in the 80s. What is it? What was it yesterday and today in Dallas?
We hit a high. 80, right? Yeah, we hit a high of 80. Actually, yeah, we were in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then it's looking like it's going to be the same right now.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Dallas. Texas. Yeah.
I just feel like I kind of got cheated out of a really good winter this year. I'm a little disappointed.
You can have it.
I won't lie.
But yeah. Welcome to. Yeah, so going to be an unusually warm spring. And so all of the Chicken Littles who are out there, oh, my God, it's global warming. It's going to be the end of the world, yada, 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 yada. I don't think so. But in the next week, we have March 1st coming, what, a week from, is it a week from today's March 1st?
No, a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So let's see, what do we have around the vernal equinox? I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now. Parts of the Pacific Northwest, the Upper Midwest, the Northeast, well above average temperatures. Let's see here. We'll have in the 50s next week where I am. When I come back from California on Monday, I'll have had a couple of days of 60, high 60s, low 70s. Nice sunshine. Woo-ah! And then in April, looks like the temperatures here will be better than they are in parts of the Southeast. So that's definitely global warming, right? The end of the world. And May is supposed to be warming up everywhere. Temperatures continuing strong in the upper Midwest. Good for farmers, get a good early start. And that's what I'm all about, I'm hoping for. As there's so many fields I've been trying to plant, I can't get on them because it's so wet. Don't know. I'm looking at the forecast, see how much rain is as a part, because with warmth in the springtime, sometimes there's a lot of rain. But El Nino is pretty much, if you look at all of these sources, pretty much kaput. Gonzo. See you later, alligator. Now, what will happen in the transition from El Nino to La Nina remains to be seen. We won't know what that's all about till next fall, probably. And then that, we'll get around to Punxsutawney Phil again next year. And that's the end of that story. Now, here's something for those of you who are foodies, who are, like me, love maple syrup. The sap is running and running well. It's about the right time. It started a little early this year. So for those of you who like the natural maple syrup, not that stuff that's in, the Aunt Jemima stuff, which is man-made, that's all sugar and not spice and not everything nice. Yeah, right, exactly. The maple, there's nothing like maple syrup. Yum, yum, yum. And it's kind of short. Usually is a month or so. You take the sap out of the trees and you bring it to the sugar shack. Remember that old song? What was his name? Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs did Sugar Shack. And it was taken by the people who are the sugaring, because that's what they call the place where they boil. They take the sap and they put it in a big vat and they boil it so that what comes off, the water that's in the sap is boiled off, and what you got left is the sugary, well, it's the sweetness of the sap. That's what it is. Maple syrup is sap. That's why it's so sticky. When you get it on you, you got to go wash it off. Right? Get it on your mouth when you're having that waffle.
And a mere napkin will not do the trick.
No, it doesn't. I'm licking I'm licking my lips right now. I get rid of that syrup. Okay, so anyway, the Maple Syrup Producers Association of America, who knew there was one of those, but there is, says for the next 6 to 8 weeks we'll be preparing, and then it's yum time. I have a couple of people that I know who are farmers who do a great job. It's fun to see how the sugar shack is built and what it takes, all these stainless steel vats and cookers and all that stuff. Anyway, that's what you want when you go. I feel like this is should be part of our food, farm, and family division. But no, this is good for everybody to think about maple syruping and spring coming here and having a great old time. All right, you want to play Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs? Well, go ahead. Crazy little girl.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
There it is.
And everybody calls it the Sugar Shack.
All right, you got that?
Yeah.
All right. So that takes care of that. Here's some information that I want people. This really needs to be settled down, the whole business about Boeing.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a plane traveling from San Francisco to Boston had a stop in Denver because there was a bit of damage to the wing. And so all of the news folks are playing this video. It was captured by a passenger named Kevin Clark. The footage shows what this guy describes as a shredded wing, which is preposterous, ridiculous, and of course all the news media and the people
it
on
kind
social
of
media
was, though.
Ran with it.
Coming apart enough that the pilot was like, "Yes, we have to make an emergency landing."
Yeah, but here it is, the way it was played. Another problem for Boeing. No. No, no. The plane is a 757. They were manufactured in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and early 90s. They are still, in my mind, and I'm an expert. I'll take my chances at calling myself an expert when it comes to flying in planes. The 757, probably the best plane that was one of the two or three best passenger planes ever built. That's why so many of them are still in service, because they're a fabulous plane. Now, you know, if they're 25, 30, 35 years old, oh, no. Can you imagine driving a car? Well, you're not driving a car. You're driving a plane that, in the case of Delta, which is probably the best American airline, they have a great service system. Do they get at everything? You'd like to think, well, if those planes are 35,000 feet and the wing falls off, that's not going to be too good. Well,
mm-hmm.
The wing was never in danger of falling off. There were pieces, as you said. This is mainly one big piece. Not even that big, but something you could see that came apart in pieces as the plane was flying.
Well, in the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in the air. Right, yeah, yeah. It's not a great feeling. Yeah,
I would have to change my pants if I was one of the customers on that flight.
I wouldn't.
Terrifying.
Well, it is, because you don't know how the plane is built. The plane isn't going to crash because a piece of the wing falls off. If the wing falls off, yeah, maybe that's not going to be so good. But that's not really what was going on. This hysteria when it comes to Boeing. You saw the Boeing people have nobody to blame for the 737 fiasco but themselves. And so that's 100% on them. But a fabulous plane like the Boeing 757, There have been literally thousands of them built, and they are still flying because they're a good, solid plane. Is there going to be a problem? Yeah. What I'm, my end of the story here is that when the people started complaining, the pilot got up out of his seat and out of the cockpit, and he looked out the window at the wing. Some of the people were kind of sleeping. They weren't paying much attention. It was a piece of one of the flaps. So he decided to put the plane down in Denver. And they were okay. So the story goes on because here we go. The wing damage is the latest in a series of recent incidents involving damaged planes causing flight diversions. Like, that's the story of Boeing. Boeing screwed up on the 737s big time. And it's their fault. The Boeing 747 that had a hole in the fuselage. That's not because of the Boeing 747s. Mostly are all freighters now. There are probably 100 of them still flying in commercial passenger service around the world when there were thousands of them at one point in time. It was a great, I don't know, there was something with the 747 that made America look very cool, strong, whatever. Anyway. And then there was the wheel that fell off the 757 last, what, two or three weeks ago. That fell off because they replaced the tires on the front, and they didn't put the they didn't bolt down the tire properly.
Yeah, I mean, like human error right there.
Exactly, right. All right, so that's that story. I'm not an apologist for Delta, but I'm just telling you, let's calm down when it comes to all this stuff. Meanwhile, federal investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board have found out what... Remember that Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio last year? Wow, what a mess that was. And they finally come out with what the problem was. The findings of the investigation, they're going to, I guess, have a hearing there in the town to tell everybody what the results are. They found out what it was, but they're not... It's like, okay, we'll tell you later. So, anyway, yeah, I think that's more of a problem, frankly, than anything other than the 737 when it comes to what's in the air.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, so 53 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to celebrate National Chili Day here on the Food Farm Family portion of the Good Day program. National Chili. Let's go right to Cincinnati for Skyline Chili, right? Pay homage. I was just telling James and Jay a story about when I was on the air at WCKY in Cincinnati in the 80s. Pete Rose was on the station with me. He did a sports talk show. This was just before he went to jail for tax evasion. And he was like my best buddy. And so the first night he was there, hey, what are you doing after I get off the air? Can you come with me? Let's go get some chili. So he went to a Skyline Chili. I think he was the spokesman at the time. It was like walked in with the president or something. Everybody yelled and screamed, yay, Pete! So I had my first and last Skyline Chili that night. Wow. Woo! Listen, a lot of people love chili. It's the ultimate cook-off dish, in a manner of speaking. Legendary in some parts of the country. The recipes are guarded like jewels, crown jewels, right? You'll never know what Skyline Chili is really all about.
There's some secret ingredient, whether it makes it spicy or it gives it kind of like a smoky sweet taste. Everybody has some base recipe that they've zhuzhed up to make it their own, and it is something that if they're going to a cookout or party and they're like known to bring their chili.
So James is one of those chili queens from Texas. They serve, that's what they call them, chili queens. They're popular all over the state, but I think it started in San Antonio and then spread around. So if you speak Texan, you don't, and you talk about beans and chili. I got that, the drift from James. James, we were just talking about it. You don't put beans and chili in Texas for whatever. So it's, that's the big question, right? When you make a true plate of chili, is it beans or no beans? That is the question. So if you made chili, you're going to put beans in it or not?
I'm putting all the beans in it.
All the beans. Okay, so
all kinds
stay away
of beans.
From you for 24 hours or so after that and
so
all have
healthy.
A good time. Yeah, yeah, it's good for you. Okay, there's a release of a list of retailers that's out today that have tainted products. Hundreds of stores, 110 recall products related to the outbreak of listeria. Products are from Rizzo Lopez in Fresno, California. This is the stuff that was at Trader Joe's, right?
Yeah, this is it's been everywhere, yes. And this is kind of painting a bigger picture of just how massive this recall is. It's not just like Cotija Keep. Cotija Keys. Why is that so hard to say?
Yeah.
Cotija cheese,
yeah.
Not keys,
yes.
Cheese. And jeez. It's at Trader Joe's. It's at Costco. It's at Whole Foods. It's at Walmart. It's a lot of these pre-made salad packages where it's in the dressings, or if you go get any kind of dips and stuff. This is just absolutely everywhere because
garbage.
All of these companies use the same supplier within Rizzo Lopez.
Yep, it's garbage. Stay away from it. But do you know, it doesn't say, if you look at the package, it says packaged for Trader Joe's by Rizzo Lopez, right? Isn't that what it says on the label? That's how
I think Trader Joe's has that one, yes. Yeah, but not all of them. Not every product has that. It was Rizzo Lopez.
So you can't tell at Whole Foods or Costco whether you're getting this stuff or not.
Yeah, you have to actually go online to see the full list of stores and products.
Don't buy any of that crap at any of those stores. Just stay away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't buy anything.
FDA.gov to find all of the complete information.
Yeah. People aren't going to do that. They're going to buy cheese dips because they want to have a cheese dip. Salad dressings or whatever it is, but just don't buy it at Whole Foods and don't buy it at Trader Joe's and don't buy it at Costco. Whatever that stuff is, you don't know what it is, so just don't buy it. That's it. If you have it, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Period. End of story. Dunkin' Donuts. They have caffeinated energy drinks coming your way. So, wasn't it Panera Bread that has a bit of a controversy tied to this kind of a drink, caffeinated lemonade. Why would Dunkin' Donuts be going down the same road?
That's what I was curious about. Are they going to do a better job of letting people know? Because there were some people who were badly injured or got really sick, even died.
Got sick.
Whether they didn't know, well, and some people died with Panera, that whether they didn't know that it was as caffeinated as it was and they went back for refills and they already had a heart condition.
Loaded
there was somebody who didn't
it.
Have a heart condition who said that they now have a heart condition because ever since drinking it, it's just. Why that much caffeine does not need to be in one beverage?
They introduced it yesterday. It's called the Peach Sunshine. And then there's coming a Berry Burst flavoring as well, according to Dunkin' Donuts. So maybe you do just as well have a cup of coffee and leave it at that, right, from Dunkin'?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.